Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
We've all done things for which we are ashamed. And if you're my age, you've done many things for which you are ashamed or you're embarrassed. And some things are worse than others. Some shame is pretty small, and other shames are much larger. And let's face it, we measure shame. We have a tendency to measure it. It is measurable. Somebody tells you a white lie, you know, and you catch them in it, there's a little bit of shame. Somebody wrecks your car and doesn't tell you, right? I mean, then there's a better one. Maybe you found out one of your buddies is messing around on his wife. It's a bigger shame, right? I mean, we do measure it. And we can all agree, I think, that some shame is worse than others. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. And you may be saying, Kevin Jackson, what are you... Get to the point. What are you trying to say? I will get there. I'm going to talk about what it is to be a conservative, what it is to be a Republican, and how we screw it up. And it's not us. It's not the ones of us who admit, look, I look at the things that the left does and I say, there but by the grace of God go I. I could have easily been one of them. One who is selfish. One who believes that the world owes them something. I could be looking for excuses for everything. I could be committing crime, committing, you know, heinous, doing bad things on a daily basis and not even giving 2 seconds of thought about it. I could have a moral relativity and not care. Gavin Newsom, I'll give you an example. We'll be talking about him more. Gavin Newsom slept with his best friend's wife, who was playing the role of his secretary. His best friend was a guy who ran his campaign. This is when he was married to Kimberly Guilfoyle. And he got caught. And here's what he said. I'm really sorry. I've done a bad thing. I've hurt a lot of people. I hurt my best friend. I hurt people I love. He didn't apologize to Kimberly Guilfoyle, who he was married to at the time. This is when he was the love mayor of San Francisco. He says, but most of all, I need to apologize to the citizens of San Francisco, the people that trusted him. I'm like, really? That's where most of all? Let me tell you what Gavin Newsom does. Gavin Newsom, not to get off track, is a guy who was so caught up in his looks and his power that of all the women that he could have pursued, he slept with his best friend's wife. That's a pathology. See, that violates the bro code. It violates every code of known to man. Of everybody out there that he could go mess around with, he said, I'm going to take the one where I have the most to lose. That's reckless. Now, you could say, well, Kevin, okay, he still would be messing around if he did it with somebody else. Yeah, but on the shame scale, I think we can agree, messing with your best friend, somebody that is around you and your family all the time, is a far worse sin, in my opinion, than messing with some stranger. Now, I don't rationalize either one, but I'm just saying, that's what Gavin Newsom does. And get this, when he was challenged on this by an opponent when he was running for governor, and the guy says, why would we have a governor who can't even be trusted with his best friend's wife? And Gavin Newsom said, yeah, this is coming from a guy who supports Donald Trump. Huh, who's he to talk? Now, he didn't say this is a guy that got caught with 3 strippers or caught in a, you know, like Gillum was with some hotshot little boy toy, you know, and feces stains on the sheets in a room. No, he didn't attack the guy. He attacked the guy for saying he's a Trump supporter, and everybody went, "Ooh." We'll get the clip. Some shame's worse than others. So, anyway, back to shame. There's basic shames: lying, cheating, stealing, whatever. There's ones that you go, come on, you knew better than to do that. Or maybe you, physical abuse, mental abuse, whatever. And nobody is immune to this. It's all sin. Sin happens, and it's going to keep on happening. And some people rationalize their sins for the greater good. And others understand that sin is sin, and only God can judge us. Which brings me to the Republicans. And I alluded to the idea of what Gavin Newsom did to get the "ooh" from the audience when he accused this other guy of supporting Donald Trump. Now, I don't need to run a commercial for Donald Trump. Let me just say this. We have an idea of what we want in a leader. And it's been carved. And it's been sold. It's been marketed. And there's a way that they carry themselves. And I've talked about this subject before, because I talk about a guy that hired me. His name is Lee. And Lee was a button-up kind of guy in public. You know, always decorum. And I've never been. I'm not saying I'm a uncouth or anything, but I've just been a guy that goes on personality. I don't try to pretend to have some executive appearance or whatever. I just am who I am. I know how to be one. But I also know when people are faking being it, when they're putting on for you. But then as soon as you get behind the curtain with them, you find out, oh my gosh, this dude is he's a crazy man. He's a maniac. And that's what Lee was. And ultimately, he ended up getting caught with a stripper, got divorced, had his little trophy wife, trophy house, trophy child, and all that. And I knew behind the scenes he was a skankity. You know, he's a bad guy. And he got snagged because he wasn't a person of character. I'm not going to tell the guy how to live his life, but he was a complete fraud. But anyway, back to the rationalization. So we've got Republicans who have an idea of what they want in a leader. We've been told this is leadership. This is the decorum that you need to show. And you don't get into petty fights. You don't do this or that. And for the most part, I don't disagree with a lot of it. But then I ask myself this question politically. What is all this decorum and this idea of what leadership is really getting the nation? We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about the battle of ideas. Do you feel like a loser? Well, if you do, it's time to change the way you think. But it's almost impossible to do that when you're bombarded with negativity. And the people who claim to represent you seem to always side against you. Well, you can do something different. And it's already begun. The Kevin Jackson Network showcases the real America. We blend pop culture and entertainment to bring you the good news about America. And that good news is you. Visit our website, read our articles, watch our videos, continue listening to this show, and spread the message to others. Check out our merch. And if you're really inspired, make a financial gift. Help us continue to spread a message of inspiration and hope. You are important to us. You're important to the country. You're important to the world. So please visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and make a difference. Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here, founder of the Kevin Jackson Network. Everything that we do in this organization is God inspired. And I say often, it's all God's plan, because it is. Our merch didn't reflect that message, however. But I got the message, and we retool things. And as with everything that we do at the Kevin Jackson Network, we wish to inspire and empower. So now we've created merch that showcases the things that create passion. Merchandise that captures the American spirit. Come see our unique products at the Kevin Jackson Network, items that you can't get anywhere else. And we will be adding products routinely, products with messages sure to be seen. Our merch is our message. Are you willing to help us share our message with others? The world is changing, and it's up to us to inspire. Showcase who you are with our products. Visit shop.thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Sanctimonious. If you ever ask me what defines a Republican in a word, how does the left see us, I would use the word sanctimonious. They see us as goody-two-shoes, so prim and proper, so perfect, in unable to make a mistake, and holding people to standards that are unachievable. And for the most part, that's what happens. We have a group of people who've groomed us to say, only the best need apply. Well, what is the best? You ever had a job where a blue-collar guy, comes in and just solves the problem? He doesn't have the look, but he gets it done. I mean, think about the ordinary things, occupations of the day. Builders and plumbers and electricians, people that get their hands dirty. Is their work not important? I know there's an executive sitting up in a tower somewhere running the show, and he's got dozens of plumbers or HVAC people or electricians or whatever out there doing work, and he's up there not getting his hands dirty. Is one more important than the other? Don't misunderstand me. I know it takes people to run the organization, but at the end of the day, you got to get stuff done. You got to get in there. Using the plumbing analogy, if the water pipe is burst, somebody's got to fix it. And it's not going to be an executive. So when you find someone who has both those qualities, who says, I can be an executive, but you know what? I'm going to make sure this stuff gets done. Don't you want to elevate that person? Isn't that somebody that you go, boy, look at that. Politicians talk about it all the time. You know what they do? They'll stand in front of a bunch of people, they'll give a speech, and they'll roll up their sleeves. Go look at any of them. When they're talking to the ordinary Joe, they roll up their sleeves, right? They're going to go in there. They're going to pull that engine apart. They're going to, fix that transmission. They're going to, fix that plumbing, get down in their suit and stop the leak, or fix that electrical problem you have in the house or whatever. Never seen them do it, but they sure act like they're going to do it, don't they? Just go back and look at these stump speeches. Standing in front of a crowd on a stage. Let me tell you, everybody. We got to get stuff done here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's across the board, folks. This is not just Democrats. It's Democrat, Republican, all of them. They pretend they're going to roll up their sleeves and get stuff done. They pretend they're ordinary people, just like you and me, getting up, slaving every day, doing stuff, taking care of those kids, soccer mom, doing it. And when, in fact, everybody's doing stuff for them. How many staffers do they have? They got coffee people to get coffee people to get coffee. If they want coffee, they say, hey, call the guy that's working with Juan Valdez in Colombia and have him talk to the guy that's a shipper and have him talk to the packager, etc. And they got 15 assistants before a cup of coffee ever hits them. And do you think they get up to get it? Of course not. Somebody else does it. Somebody does everything for them. Picks out their wardrobe, picks out the shoes, the tie, the belt, writes their speeches, coaches them on how to appear before whatever, so they can look like they're going to do something for you. And the Republicans are the world's worst. And I say this because the left, they relish in their debauchery. They're okay with it. They, they have affairs, or they cheat, or they connive, or they lie blatantly, or whatever. If they kill people, they don't care. There's no standard to which to be held. But on the right, we hold ourselves to a standard, and the sad part about it is we make it appear as though it's unachievable. And I hearken back to when I was a kid growing up in the church, as an example, and we talked about, I'm a God-fearing person. Well, why would you fear God? I don't think of it as, I think of God as a loving God, not a God you fear. You've got rules to follow and you do it. But God knows you're not going to achieve it. You're going to fail. It's kind of like baseball. I mean, I hope it's not like baseball where you fail more than you succeed, but you get what I'm saying. Nobody's going to shoot 100% from the free throw line. Not the Pope, not Mother Teresa, not Gandhi, not MLK, nobody. The people that are our icons, no matter how good you think they are, as I said earlier, they got their shames. They have the things that they regret. But boy, try to explain that to the Republican Party and, everybody's got to be just squeaky clean. They have to have the look. Doesn't matter if they back it up. Doesn't matter if they've ever achieved anything. Doesn't matter if they think of themselves, I'm a person of character. A lot of these Republicans, Mitt Romney, I'm about to get on to Mitt Romney. He thinks he's a person of character. And there are elements of his life I admire. I've talked about this. Mitt Romney has been married for like 50 years, same woman, kids have seemed to have done well. He's Mormon as a religion. It would take that as you want, but I tell people all the time, this guy doesn't have any kids in prison. He doesn't have a crackhead that's running a family business with crooked deals in Ukraine and everywhere else. I don't know what they're doing, and I'm sure there's dirt in the Romney family, but it isn't that kind of dirt. So as far as shame goes, probably doesn't have a whole lot, but he's got some, and he's probably got some regrets. But you know what he has, sadly, worse than anything? He's got so much sanctimony. He measures based on, I remember one time a guy said to me, his name was Herman, and he said to me, Kevin, I really want you to do a lot with the Republican Party. This was in St. Louis. He goes, but, you know, you've been divorced. And I looked at him like, and? So is half the country. You know, I don't know what the divorce rate is, but really, that's your measuring stick for me? Now, the dude had been married 30, 40 years, whatever. His measuring stick was different. Let me tell you, when I was growing up, divorce was not something that, you know, wasn't anything to be proud of. Now people get 5, 6 divorces. It's different. And I'm not rationalizing. I'm not saying it's okay. I'm just saying that, really? I had a divorce and that was your measuring stick? Forget all the good things that I've done. Oh, you know those 1,000 kids you got adopted, Kevin? Dang it, if it weren't for that divorce. We're sanctimonious. So much so we scare people. You can't talk about right to choose or abortion. And what do we get? We get sanctimonious. It's a baby's life. I get it. But it's also being carried by another life, and we need to consider that in what we're going to do. But here's what I will tell you. Don't try to be over sanctimonious, particularly if you're a guy. You're never going to deal with that. How about we leave a little bit of wiggle room? Wiggle room for failure. Remember when there was a time when you were president, you had to be married. Couldn't be divorced. You know, couldn't be this. You had all these so-called standards. And you know the one standard that they never really seem to care about? Are you competent? Are you any good? Have you run a business? You know, I mean, look at your family. When we come back, we'll talk more about Trump's family because I want to get into this Romney thing. But Romney made a comment that you got to hear about Trump.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Louisiana Representative Mike Johnson, the new Republican nominee for Speaker of the House. He became the party's latest nominee last night after 3 rounds of voting behind closed doors. A vote to try and confirm Johnson expected today at noon Eastern. Israel continues air operations into the Gaza Strip, hunting Hamas terrorists. There's no sign of letup in the bombardment, as the U.S. is asking Israel to let more humanitarian aid into Gaza. Presidential candidate Donald Trump will be in court today to hear what his accuser is saying. The off-duty Alaska Airlines pilot, who's accused of trying to shut down the engines on a Horizon Airlines flight, has been charged in a Portland courtroom. Joseph Emerson faces over 160 charges, including 83 counts of attempted murder. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We're talking about character, and I believe in character. I believe I'm a person of high character. I wouldn't say it's the highest, but it's certainly high. I stand on principle. I've proven that. When Fox said, Kevin, take this back and you can keep your job, and I said, you can keep your job, because I stand on principle. I stand by what I tweeted about the Kavanaugh accusers and women like that. I am all for the real women of America, and I've exalted women my entire life from the moment I knew what one was, and I've never wavered on it, and I still know what one is. And I know that the ones that carry the cradle of civilization in their womb, I respect. If they respect their womanhood, I respect that. The idea of what they understand their role is in nature and in the scheme of things. And it's not a contest. If it is, you win. Because without you, there is no me. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks. Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Many of you believe me, and real conservative men, we exalt. We are the top feminists on the planet. We believe in women more than most women believe in themselves. We are the ones telling you how to pick the right guys and how to continue to refine yourself so that you don't get taken advantage of. We're the ones giving you these lessons. Guys. Men of character. Doesn't mean we're perfect. And by the way, I'm going to get into toxic masculinity in the next hour. But we're talking about the character of the nation, which is what Mitt Romney was talking about recently. And the character of the nation, you hear all the time, that's not who we are. That's what Barack Obama used to say. That's not who we are. What do you mean that's not who we are? What do you know about what we are? They give you some, America's racist. That's not who we are. You know, or some act of racism or some act of terror that occurred. That's not who we are. We know who we are. If there's any country that knows who we are, it's Americans. But let me tell you who doesn't know who we are. Democrat leftists don't know what Americans are, and neither do rhino Republicans. They're anachronisms stuck in some idea of what this nation should be. This nation was forged with people who said, I want freedom. Freedom from tyranny. Let's play the Romney clip. By the way, when you hear this, he's all excited that Joe Biden wants to, he calls him right before this interview he's going to do on CBS. That's number one. And number two, he goes on to say he's a pariah in the Republican Party and he doesn't quite understand why. But here's the first part.
We may have to pull the senator for a call with the president, because we're about to get...
Oh, yes, have a call with the president.
It's not every interview that gets interrupted by a call from the president of the United States. Do you have to be on a secure line?
But that's what happened when we sat down with Senator Mitt Romney and his wife, Ann. President Biden phoned last week on the eve of his diplomatic mission to Israel. The Republican had just returned from his own visit.
It was heartbreaking, particularly to meet with the families of the hostages. Their lives are entirely different. One of the people said, "You don't understand. We live in a different world than you do."
At age 76, Mitt Romney says he still cares deeply about what is happening around the world. And here at home, he worries deeply about the future of his party.
You were once the party's nominee, and now you're a pariah in the Republican Party.
Yeah, that's saying it in a gentle way. Yeah, I mean, no question, I don't really have a home in my party. I come from a tradition of, you know, Ronald Reagan and George Herbert Walker Bush and George W. Bush and John McCain. Those are the people that have shaped our party. Anti-Putin, anti-Russia, anti-authoritarians, anti-Kim Jong-un, character counts. The character of our leaders makes a difference and it shapes the character of our country. That's the party I've come from. And I don't recognize that in the great majority of our party today. And that, for me, is very troubling.
This is Romney's first interview since announcing he would not seek re-election.
I think it's time for guys like me to get out of the way and have people in the next generation step forward. Because they're going to be shaping the world they're going to be living in.
Without having to worry about how voters will see him, he's now concerned about how history views his legacy.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I want to begin at the back of what he said, the end of his clip. He's stepping down. Good for him, and I don't mean it because he's not a good senator. I don't think that he is, but that's not the point. This is a guy that's done it all. He's made his money, 76 years old, still seems to be in good health. Get out. Let younger people do it. Congratulations. Mitt Romney decided, you know, God willing, he's not going to die in office. So I like that. But let's go back to the other thing he says. He doesn't recognize the party anymore. He says he's from the Reagan, Bush, McCain era. Well, first of all, Reagan versus McCain, two very different animals. But fine, let's lump them all in there together. I was a huge Reagan fan. I think most people know this. I watched Ronald Reagan lose, and I said, that's not a loser. That's the guy who hasn't won yet. And huge Reagan fan. And in retrospect, I look at some of the things Reagan did, and I don't agree with everything, but I still agree that this was a guy that was for America. And even though I don't think the Bushes were good presidents, they were for America. But they were still establishment. Reagan was not establishment. People didn't want Ronald Reagan. McCain, establishment. So he picks one guy who was anti-establishment, who probably wouldn't have been president under normal circumstances, but he made it. And Reagan reminds me of Trump back in the day. Just not, they couldn't be as vitriolic because Reagan was far too polished. He looked the part. He was an actor who knew how to play the part. And that was ruinous for the Republicans trying to stop him. But people don't realize there was a fight not to let Reagan win, even on the heels of Carter. But at this point, Reagan knew how to win, and he did it. So for him to mention Reagan, Romney to mention Reagan, I think is not right. But Bush, McCain, yes. Establishment Republicans. Former head of the CIA becomes the president of the United States. That's George H.W. Bush. Trains his son on the inside scoop. He knows how to be, you know, how to play the game. And then you get McCain, who they call the Maverick. But I ask you, what did these guys accomplish? In my opinion, nothing. So then Romney goes on to say, well, I'm the anti-dictator Republican. Who are we? I don't like what Kim Jong-il is doing. I don't like what Iran's doing. I agree on China. Putin, is he a bad guy? Probably. He's like any head of a nation. But he wants what's best for his country. But are we going to slug it out like we would at the Olympics? Yeah. And guess what? America should be winning. And on every one of those points, Donald Trump had us winning. But you remember when Trump was running, In 2016, Romney did a scathing interview about character and that this guy shouldn't be elected, da da da. And I go back to the conversation I had with Herman where he said to me, well, Kevin, you know, you're divorced, right? Yeah, I'm divorced. Oh, black mark on your record. So Trump's been divorced. Billionaire playboy. Graduate of Wharton. Doesn't drink. Doesn't smoke. And, I mean, for all intents and purposes, I don't believe the Stormy Daniels stuff. Doesn't carouse. Could have. I mean, I know people with a lot less money that do far worse than Donald Trump. But he doesn't fit. And that's why Romney says, I don't recognize a party. I don't understand people that want this guy. Why do they want this guy? That's what he's saying. We have the next clip. We're going to wait and play it in the final segment of this hour. But it's amazing to me. And when you hear what Romney has to say about Trump, I think I'm going to put it in a way you probably won't hear this. But I'm fascinated by how these sanctimonious Republicans think. Mitt Romney may be the most God-fearing, I don't like to use that term, but because I use God-loving, but he seems to be tied to his church, he's tied to his family, I'm sure his friends like him, he has whatever, he lives by whatever mores and tenets are in his life. I would like for him to make the distinction that he thinks that Trump doesn't. I really like to do that. We don't know much about Romney's family. I don't know whether his kids like him, hate him. Some might, some don't. We know a lot about the Trump family, though, don't we? Ask yourself why. I mean, if these guys want people digging into their dirt, I will venture to tell you, Mitt Romney's, sheets aren't as clean as he wants to make you believe. And whether they are or they aren't is neither here nor there. The real question is, why are you looking at somebody else's life and judging? Who are you to do that? Who are you to declare to the American people that want to support Donald Trump, you're people of not of character. I don't recognize the party. Maybe it doesn't recognize you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about the battle of ideas. Do you feel like a loser? Well, if you do, it's time to change the way you think. But it's almost impossible to do that when you're bombarded with negativity. And the people who claim to represent you seem to always side against you. Well, you can do something different. And it's already begun. The Kevin Jackson Network showcases the real America. We blend pop culture and entertainment to bring you the good news about America. And that good news is you. Visit our website, read our articles, watch our videos, continue listening to this show, and spread the message to others. Check out our merch. And if you're really inspired, make a financial gift. Help us continue to spread a message of inspiration and hope. You are important to us. You're important to the country. You're important to the world. So please visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and make a...
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Mitt Romney represents all that is bad about Republicans. And you go, whoa, Kevin, that's a big statement. I don't mean his family life. From a political perspective, he represents all that is bad about Republicans. See, here's the thing. I don't want to win over leftists, but I'm tired of sanctimonious Republicans keeping them from taking a look at us. We represent the best part of this nation. And the Mitt Romneys of the world stop. They just drive right by us. We're like the, you know, the freeway when they should be taking Route 66. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. See, I'm not a reach across the aisle guy. I'm a guy that says live your life and watch how people gravitate to you. What is the saying? The best revenge is a life well lived. That's the best revenge for us because it's a life well lived. How many leftists do you think really have great friends? They have amazing families. They have amazing business life, etc. It's not as many as you think. They live in a delusion, and occasionally if they have a utopia somewhere, you know, some little enclave in Seattle or some beatnik location somewhere where they run their little vegan restaurant or whatever, things may be fine. But I'm going to tell you, their lives are a wreck, a train wreck at the highest level. Look at the stars. You would think that once you've made your money, whether it's in sports or it's in entertainment, maybe you're a singer, you're a dancer, you're a Hollywood actor, you would think, boy, the divorce rate would go down, the level of happiness with these people would go up. They skew all the numbers. They don't know how to be happy. But look at a conservative who finds success. Generally speaking, their business is good, their family life is good, they got friends, they're not going out getting drunk and all that every day. And here's the big clincher. They believe in something bigger than themselves. They actually believe in a higher power. That no matter what business success, financial success, whatever success they have, it is all by the grace of God. We don't need to be sanctimonious. Live your good life on the right. And leftists will come. If you build it, they will come. So when we get rid of this sanctimony, these people will go, you know what? They're not judgy. Going back to Romney, here's what I will tell you. Romney's worried about his legacy, and rightfully so, because this is a guy that up until the point of Donald Trump, he could have ridden off into the sunset, but he became anti-Trump because Donald Trump jumped him. He didn't believe Donald Trump is a person that should have been able to leapfrog him. How dare he? Look at my life versus Donald Trump. I'm not divorced. You know, all my kids are by the same woman. I have a presidential look. I put on a suit and tie. Look at the business I built. This guy builds buildings. You know, I build wealth. Whatever. So Romney's got this idea of that I'm better than Trump. Really? Well, prove it. Massachusetts. He was governor of Massachusetts. Massachusetts is as lefty before him as after him as it was before him. And here's what the litmus test is for me. If I were to say to you, do the majority of people agree with Mitt Romney in the Republican Party? The answer is an emphatic no. And it's not a bunch of zealots. It's not like the squad of the Democrats who are a small minority and who, by the way, the majority of Democrats do not agree with. But the majority of Republicans don't agree with Romney for the right reasons. The boisterous crowd on the left, the squad, is a small minority, while the boisterous crowd on the right is a solid majority. Trump wins. I talked about Jeff Landry winning 51.6% of the vote with 14 players. And you know what he did? He ran on Trump, with Trump. And despite what DeSantis and others want to say, this guy, Ron DeSantis, you needed Trump to win, period. And while the Republicans are trying to destroy any candidate that wants to tie themselves to Donald Trump, those are the candidates that win. And can you imagine what would happen if these rhinos were to get behind Donald Trump? Let's play this clip. I want you to hear what Romney had to say, and we're going to pick it apart.
The book is revealing, with unvarnished opinions and stories of what happens behind closed doors in the famously clubby United States Senate.
Privately, what do you hear from fellow Republicans in the Senate?
I don't think I've heard a single member of my caucus, the Republicans in the Senate, say, you know, Donald Trump is great. Aren't we lucky to have him as our leader? Donald Trump represents a failure of character, which is changing, I think, in many respects, the psyche of our nation and the heart of our nation. And that's something which takes a long time, if ever, to repair.
Love this clip. Love it. Unvarnished opinion of what happens behind closed doors, and here's what Romney, not a single member of my caucus, says, we admire Trump. Look at what he's done. Well, his caucus, the elites, don't admire Trump. They don't understand. Not a single one. By the way, I can tell you this. I have not met a single Republican in the last 2 years that said, I admire Mitt Romney. Since Mitt Romney ran with against Barack Obama in 2012, and when he went against Trump in 2016 and continued, I have not, from 2016 on, I have not met a single Republican. I'm talking about voters, and I didn't take any polls. But I'm just saying, when you're having a conversation about politics, if the name Romney comes up, he's a pariah. Nobody says, oh man, you know, what a great guy. You know what the majority of people say when Romney's name comes up? They're like me. I got to tell you, I voted for him, but I'm sorry I did. I'm sorry I voted for him. I didn't realize that I'd been tricked. And you know how I got tricked? Because I believed that the guy with his qualities, you know, the suit and tie guy, the guy that's never been divorced and he looks the part, I believed that he was the best guy for the job. Not because he'd done it, not because he had anything to show for it, but he seemed like the best guy for the job. And Trump hadn't even hit the scene yet. I mean, he was, you know, Trump was just one of the guys. But I never thought about it. I just, Romney seemed like the best replacement. And by the way, there's many parts of me that believe that anybody would have been better than Obama. But I'm actually happy that Romney didn't win. And I've said this many times because I would have been on the slow boil. Slow boil to socialism. Because that's all he is he's Democrat light. That's why he was the governor of Massachusetts, because he was a Democrat light. The Uniparty said, he's good. He's not going to change anything. Who doesn't admire Trump? The elites. You know who? You go somewhere and mention Donald Trump to a group of patriots. And you know what you get? Oh, man, I love Trump. In fact, I'll put it to you this way. I don't see any Romney buttons or Romney hats when I go to events. But I see Trump hats, Trump bumper stickers. I see people wearing Trump shirts. I see that everywhere. What's his problem? He doesn't like Trump's style. Trump is too boorish, as I've said before. He's uncouth compared to Romney. He's divorced. He doesn't have all his kids with one person. And you know what Trump does? It really irritates the Rhino Party, the Uniparty and the Rhinos and the leftists. He gets stuff done. He doesn't let anything stand in the way. And even when they're piling on, even when they are illegally persecuting and prosecuting and targeting him, Donald Trump says, I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep working for the people. I can't think of a single politician that has been so doggedly determined to do that. And let me tell you, I don't disagree with Romney. Trump doesn't necessarily look the part. He doesn't look unpresidential. But he's not presidential. When he goes after Rosie O'Donnell or somebody that says some stupid remark, there are parts of me that go, man, he should leave it alone. But then there's another part of me now that says, no, don't let them get away with even the minutia. When he spoke out against the footballers, the guys raising, you know, not taking a knee. Oh, he shouldn't chime in on that. I remember saying absolute nonsense. He absolutely should chime in on that. It's his responsibility as president to let them know nothing goes unnoticed by me. I love this tweet. I got to love him because I respected that he was plugged in. And what I respected most was his results. I could overlook a lot of stuff because the results were there. And nobody can argue that. I played that clip of that guy Chamber who got it. Who said, you know what? You got to stop looking at the messenger and look at the results.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Thanks.